Shalom to the saints of God and Calvary greetings to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm your brother, Ilesomi Onile, speaking to you from Lokoja, Nigeria. I thank our brother, Bro Andrew Piri, for giving me this opportunity to share with you on the Daily Devotions platform. May God richly reward him and the brethren in Lusaka for their efforts to bring us into this wonderful global fellowship of the saints. The Daily Devotions platform was actually designed by God for the edification of the body of Christ. It affords us the opportunity to receive the necessary supplies from the various ministries in the fivefold ministry. In order for the saints to be adequately equipped for the work of the ministry. Then, ultimately, the perfection of the body through the supplies of all the saints, for all joints must supply and minister to the body of Christ, which eventually results to the building up of the body unto perfection. So, we give thanks to the Almighty God for such a platform where we can fellowship as a body of Christ. God bless you. By the grace of God, I would like to begin the sharing this week with a thought titled, The Believer's Position in Christ. Actually, I am going to address believers in Christ and not just believers of the message. I need to bring this clarification. The message of the prophet messenger brings the restoration of the faith of our fathers. However, it takes the baptism of the Holy Ghost for believers to be in Christ. For by one spirit are we all baptized into the body and have been all made to drink into one spirit. According to Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 13, he made us to understand that we are brought into the body of Jesus Christ by the Holy Ghost baptism. There is no any other way we can enter into the body of Christ, that we can be part of Christ, if not through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Paul equally mentioned in the book of Romans, chapter 9, the B part of it, as if and he's saying, and if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Therefore, do not be deceived into believing that the correctness of your doctrines automatically makes you a believer in Christ. It is not even the correctness of your water baptism that makes you a believer in Christ. The water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ is a means to an end, that you might receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us, Peter was saying that on the day of Pentecost, after they were visited by the Holy Ghost, and he was addressing the crowd of people and said, repent. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Having laid this important foundation for our faith in Christ Jesus, I challenge you in the name of the Lord to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You must be able to answer the questions of Acts chapter 19. So we are going to look at Acts chapter 19 and see the way the people there were addressed on this matter. So I'm going to read Acts chapter 19. I will start from verse 1. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, he asked them a question. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? In other words, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? Hallelujah. He said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I'm trying to address this matter in a way to bring clarity to us. We need to understand that there are two major questions Paul asked here. The first one, he asked them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? They replied that they didn't even know there is need for the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. He asked them the second question in verse 3. That unto what then were ye baptized? In other words, what baptism did you receive when you believed? Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, it is very important we take note of this. We have so many who think that they are believers just because they believe some set of correct doctrines. Yes, we need to believe rightly. We need to have correct doctrines. But above that, as we have said before, if a man does not have the Holy Spirit, if a man does not have the Spirit of Christ, he can't be part of Christ. Because that's the only thing that brings us into the body of Jesus Christ. So when we are speaking of believers in Christ, we are talking of believers that are baptized with the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Ghost, who are already in Christ Jesus. It is that Holy Spirit that baptizes us into the body of Christ. I would like us to see what John said concerning the baptism of Christ in the book of Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3, I'll read maybe just a verse there. Verse 11. Hallelujah. This John the Baptist speaking. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. I want you to look at this statement made by John. He was making it so clear to the people that actually I have come to baptize you. I'm baptizing you with water unto repentance. But he that will come after me, he was referring to our Lord Jesus Christ. Say, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Brethren, one of the questions that Paul has the brethren in Ephesus is, what baptism did you receive? This question must be answered. Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believe? You must answer this question. Every believer needs to answer these two questions. Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? What baptism did you receive? When we neglect this aspect of our salvation, when we don't have this experience, we can't be talking of true salvation. When you don't have this experience, you can't be talking that you are a believer in Christ. Have you received the Holy Spirit? What baptism did you receive? Not even just baptism of water. When you receive the baptism of water, it is for a purpose. As I said earlier, is a means to an end. The water baptism, the correct water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, is in preparation to prepare you to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which comes from Christ. So, my brothers and sisters, there are so many people in the church today. There are so many people in our local assemblies that have not come to this experience. We address all as believers because they have accepted some set of doctrines, but the life of Christ is not in them. The Spirit of God is not in them. Just like I said before, please, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm assuring you that if you genuinely seek for this experience, you will have it. It is not something that is just historical, as if it has ended with the apostles or it has ended on the day of Pentecost. No. The same experience, that Pentecostal experience they had on that day, you can have it today. God is still visiting his people. We have testimonies of people that the Lord God had visited. We have testimony of people that God is visiting, even in our own generation. And I'm assuring you in the name of the Lord, if you believe and you seek, the Father will give it unto you, because it's the promise of the Father. As many that will seek, as many that will ask for this Holy Ghost, as many that will be desperately ask for this Holy Spirit, the Lord God will grant it unto them. It is very important. Without it, you are not part of Him. Without it, you don't belong to the family of God. Without receiving this Holy Ghost, you are none of His, according to the scripture we read. In closing, for today's sharing, I would like to read Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the sufferings of death, crowned with glory and honor, that He, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became Him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Amen. We titled our sharing to be believers, the believers' position in Christ. And this portion of the scripture that we have read now made us to understand that Jesus Christ, who is the captain of our salvation, has a mandate to bring many sons unto glory. He has entered into that glory. He is sitting at the right hand of God Almighty, the right hand of power. He has been given an authority above all principalities, powers, dominion, and all things. He was highly exalted. The Father highly exalted Him, and He has given Him this glory. He has given Him a name that is above every other name. And today, we say that Christ is sitting above all things. He has been exalted in the heavenly places. And by the grace of God, believers are brought into this fellowship of His glory. Believers are made to sit together. We are seated together with Christ. We have been raised and are seated together with Christ in heavenly places. I pray the Lord God will grant us understanding to know our position, the position of the believers in Christ Jesus. And by doing so, when God opens our eyes to understand, we'll be able to function better, even in the body of Jesus Christ. So by God's grace, we be looking at the believer's position in Christ as we continue in the other days of this sharing. But thank God we're able to just lay a little foundation today, and we are encouraging one another, telling us that first and foremost, you must be in Christ. You must be in Christ. And the way to enter in is what you have been taught today. We are baptized into the body of Christ by the Holy Ghost. So may the Lord bless you. If you are sickening, for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I encourage you this morning, and I'm telling you that it is the promise of the Father, and it cannot fail you. Continue to seek, and you will experience. You will have testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't just believe some set of doctrines and be satisfied there. No, you must receive the Spirit of God. You must be in Christ for you to have a position with Him. God bless you. I pray the Lord God will visit His people in the name of the Lord Jesus. And as many that are in expectation, may the Lord fill you. May your faith rise, and may you receive in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you all.